After having followed part of the Thouet diversion canal that feeds the castle's moats, here you are, once again on the main street that crosses the town from the north to the south, connecting the castle to the church. The houses that line this street were occupied by numerous craftspeople at the end of the Middle Ages. Draper weavers, tanners, bakers, butchers, innkeepers. They were used as residential houses as well as workplaces. At number 27, the large ground floor opening with a dressed stone support reminds us of a stand opening onto a workshop cum boutique in times gone by. So the lower level of the houses was devoted to work, whilst the first floor was used as living accommodation. The presence of stone sinks for getting rid of used water and the fireplaces used for heating, lighting and cooking are still in evidence today. All the houses had an attic, which was used to stock provisions and raw materials under the eaves. Turn around towards house number 12 to 14. This vast household, constructed entirely out of stone, is today divided into two houses. In the 15th century, it was one house. It was the Saint-Jacques Inn. We can still see, above one of the doors, a banner sign which indicates the commercial activity of this site in the 19th century. This house still retains its beautiful front door, decorated with an interwoven sculpture. On the first floor, the windows are crisscrossed with stone, a characteristic of the architecture in the 1500s, in the period between the Middle Ages and the Renaissance. Inside, a stone staircase serves the different floors. Continue on your route. The house on the corner of Marchand Street and Main Street is lit on the first floor via a very pretty window. It is framed by a moulding decor with a fleur-de-lis sculptured at the top. Finally, when joining Mirage Square, take the time to look at the timber-framed houses on both sides of the street. Most of them have conserved their layout from late Middle Age and from the 17th and 18th centuries.